This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another... Wow. With all the discussion, with all the insanity going on right now, definitely you turned into a session of sanity. Just one of a few tonight. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just truly being involved, being engaged. You know, making sure you find out what's going on, and find out what's going on first. Before you start opening your mouth and thinking you have all the answers and thinking you know what's going on and start spewing it, don't spew the party line. All you do, every time you do that, you create a problem for guys like me. Because I won't cover for you, and I don't want to lie. Right? So I'm going to tell people really what's going on. And I would have to say, if some of you are sitting there and still reeling over the last few nights, well, you know exactly what happened. I mean, look what's going on right now in Palm County, Florida?
Broward.
No. Who's the one that's... I think it's Palm County's refusing to give the ballots, even though the judge told them they have to turn it over.
Broward.
Yeah. What?
Broward.
Okay. So... You've got, again, you've got a judge that's forcing the registrar, which is the equivalent to the registrar here in California, but anyway, the registrar to turn over the ballots, because they won't tell the governor how many ballots they have, how many they have left, right? It's just nuts. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It's amazing. And then you have to have Governor Scott, that he's filing lawsuits against people that are supposed to be doing their jobs. My point is, I hit the ground running. Why would you have to hide? What do you have to hide? I had somebody checking in Los Angeles today. The L.A. County Registrar of Voters, the one who counts everything. And what we're coming to find out, first of all, today is Friday, 4 days after the election, right? And it's so bad that they've got over 1 million absentees and provisional ballots, 1 million. And they think they're going to count those within a matter of a couple of days? It's not going to happen. You got something to say? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And then you've got, I think I was told today it was 4.5 million absentees that haven't been counted and provisional ballots that haven't been counted as a total in the state of California. Why not? What are they waiting for? And about one out of every 15 ballots in L.A. County has got a problem, or there is a problem, with the signatures on them. Now, how could that be? And I mean, one out of 15 ballots are the ones that they're checking, the ones that are being challenged. The ones that went through without challenge, what about those? People who walked away from the voting booths because they've been told that they already voted, they're absentee, and there's no way to fix it. What about those people? No, seriously. What about those people? That's not right. It's not fair. I'd be screaming up a storm, but they ain't going to help. Later on in the show, we're going to talk about Jeff Sessions. Now, remember what I thought it was going to happen here, right? The Democrats want an investigation. They want all the paperwork leading up to the firing of Jeff Sessions. Because there must be something sinister here. Because the president wants to fire him. You ever notice that? Even though Rob Rosenstein, he's their buddy. He's the Dems' buddy. He suggests that they fire Comey. They fire Comey. And now, what do they want to know? They want to know why Comey was fired. Because the guy that you say you trust, that you're trying to protect, said fire him. You can't have it every way. It doesn't work. Yeah, I know. I get, well, it works for them. I don't get it. It makes absolutely no sense to me. Well, it does. If it does, if you take on the attitude of one of the chapters in my book, why do they have to cheat to win? Why would you have to cheat? If you've got it happening, you know you've got the right product, you don't have to cheat. Just sell the product. It's really that simple. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And, you know, I pulled out quotes by the Dems, by Diane Feinstein, and Elizabeth Warren and others, about why Sessions should not be nominated, why Sessions should not be the Attorney General. Right? Think about that. They hate, this goes on and on. They hated Comey when Trump fired him. They loved Comey. They hated Comey, but when Trump fired Comey, at the suggestion of somebody that they love, again, Trump must have did something wrong. Sessions should never have been AG. Right? I got their quotes. Then he's fired, and Trump must have done something wrong. It really is a sickness. Or major condition. There's something wrong here. I'm Joe Mattini, your host. Andy Gibb joins us after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mascina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mascina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Touch this.
We are back in the 80s. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. No, you are not in the twilight zone, I'm telling you. We're going to come out of this, I promise. And to prove it, we have a very special guest to tell us that we're going to be just fine. Xander Gibb joins us. He better tell us we're fine. I'm going to hang up on him. Xander Gibb joins us, as he does every week, to kind of help us, sometimes help us out of our funk. What happened, Xander? What happened?
I don't know what happened.
Gee, thanks.
but I certainly, when you say it was a special guest, I thought, oh, who else is he bringing on?
Ooh, there you go. Thank you.
I'm over the shock now, in all honesty. And, you know, the thing is that I woke up the next day and I pray about a lot of things, and, you know, because that's how I roll. And I thought, well, you know, Donald Trump is still in the White House. You know, things are still okay. What this might do for us, it might highlight for the American people how stupid the Democrats really are. I mean, look who they nominated in New York. I mean,
oh my God,
they've been given an opportunity, and now we're going to see how bad it has got within the Democratic Party, or the undemocratic party, as we should be calling them.
If I was you, I'd be very upset right now, because this year, you should have heard them. They're all talking about how it was the year of the woman. We need to uphold the woman. And see, what is the year of the gay or the lesbian or transgender? I mean, somebody got slutty.
It's coming. It's coming. It will be the year of the transsexual next year.
My God.
And you know who's going to be spearheading it? Michelle Obama. Moving swiftly on.
Yeah. For a moment, anyway.
Yeah. Send your complaints to zandergivitidontcare.com.
No, it's funny. You can't say any of that, otherwise they go out of their minds. They can make all the jokes they want. The nasty stuff they've been saying over the last few days. You know, Ginsburg, you heard that she fell in her office and she got hurt. And
she tripped over her Febreze, didn't she?
She did. But, you know, I don't know of any conservative that was out there wishing her dead. Well, she should die in a hospital.
No, of course
right?
not.
Nobody said anything like that.
No.
And so it's irritating as heck, because they do. They do that stuff, and it makes me crazy. And we're the nasty ones. We're the haters. We're the mean ones. Really?
I don't think it's so much that. I think it's that, you know, I sat and thought a lot this week about things, and they've had to paint us bad for the past 2 years so that they could make us look terrible in the midterms. You know, how bad Donald Trump is. You know, how racist Donald Trump is. You know, just appointed, you know, a black American woman as one of the most senior people in the armed forces. So he's so racist. You bad racist. Orange man, Mr. Trump, because we know you're listening. And so what we have to do now is, it's unfortunate, but we have to continually be proving these people wrong. And the concern is that it's become tiresome doing that. So we just got to keep on doing what we're doing. I mean, we will get that house back.
You brought up, I believe so too. I think that they're going to be like kids in a candy store. They're going to screw things up, make themselves crazy, and then they'll lose it again in 2 years. But you know, you said you call him the orange man, which is really funny, because that's what they call him on a regular basis.
Right.
You remember when somebody made fun of Maxine Waters' hair? They said, hey, was it James Brown called? He wants his hair back or something like that,
racist.
Right? Oh, out of their minds
color,
with it,
Jeff.
Right?
Orange is a color. I said this for long enough. Orange is a color. And if they're making fun of the color of someone's skin, surely that's racism, you know?
Yeah.
We have to play them at their own game. So with, you know, I joke about all of this orange bad man stuff, because I think it's so ridiculous. The guy is doing such a great job, even just looking at the economy and all of the new jobs that he's brought to the fore. Surely, the stupid Americans that don't see how good a job he's doing have to start to change their mind at some point. Really. If you got more money in your bank account, if you've got a job when you didn't have a job, you know, and all this bunkum about the fact that, oh, this is all thanks to Obama. Nothing is thanks to Obama. Bye-bye. That's the best thing you did. You left. Go. Go play golf, you know?
Well, no, seriously. When he comes out on the stump and he starts telling people how he, you know, he got this whole thing rolling, it's all because of him, it's all because of the stuff that he put in place. And I'm thinking, all right, so why did you put it in place and leave earlier? If it was going to be so great for the country. I mean, why did it take you leaving the White House for this stuff to kick in? If you knew it was going to happen, what the heck were you waiting for?
And if it's so bad, why is he taking credit for it? Let's face it.
Yeah.
If the country is in such a bad state, then why is, you know, Bathhouse Barry taking credit for it?
Well,
sorry, I'm allowed to have these little digs occasionally.
I know you do. I get it, and you enjoy it, and I let you do it because I think they're funny.
Because you think it's funny, too.
I'm very serious. I'm a serious journalist.
Yes, of course. We're serious journalists, aren't we?
I love when they call me a journalist, and I always giggle. I go, really? Seriously? Do you not even know what that word means? Come on, give me a break. Anyway, no, it's when you look at what's going on, and across the country, not in any one particular place, but you look at what's going on across the country, it is scarier than heck to see. Here you have, a judge in Florida has ordered one of the counties to turn over all the ballots to the governor and to a team of people to go over them and make sure that you're right and proper and what have you, and they're refusing to do it. How do you refuse to do it? This is a judge's order. What is the problem?
I think the thing is, for me, that if you've got nothing to hide, you would just say, there you go, have it, take it, do what you will with it. But clearly they have something to hide, or why wouldn't they just hand it over?
That's my line of thinking in the same way. If you've done nothing wrong, if you've got nothing to hide, open the books up. If you've got something to hide, then you are gonna run for it, just like what they're doing right now. It's just amazing to me. And did you ever notice it's never the same for both sides? The rules never apply equally to both sides of the aisle, do they?
Of course not. Absolutely not. It's one rule for them. And one rule for us, and that's kind of concerning, because I thought, the law is the law is the law, and if you're instructed to do something, then you should do it, the logic is just beyond me, and I'm a pretty understanding guy, Joe,
Well, you're a heck of a lot more forgiving than I am at times, I'll tell you what. I mean, I'm like, whatever, I don't want to get in trouble, but, all right, so...
We can talk more about this, Joe.
On the other side. Wait, go ahead. Yeah, that's right. I'll just go get a sandwich. I'll be right back. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side of the GCN Live. Xander Gibb will join me after the break. Don't go far. We got so much to talk about tonight.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. God Said, Man Said.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. God Said, Man Said.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. God Said, Man Said.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday and the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. God Said, Man Said.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who is still overseeing the Russia investigation being conducted by Special Counsel Robert Mueller, tells CNN the man the president has tapped as interim attorney general is a good choice. Rosenstein says Matt Whitaker knows the issues of the Department of Justice well.
I've worked with Matt Whitaker for about 5.5 years. I think he's a superb choice for attorney general. He certainly understands the work.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is questioning whether the appointment of Whitaker is constitutional, saying he's a political appointee not confirmed by the Senate within the Justice Department. President Trump takes issue with that assessment and points out that Robert Mueller wasn't confirmed by the Senate but is leading the Russia investigation. The Wall Street Journal reports that President Trump played a central role in directing hush money to women to keep quiet about alleged affairs. It's included in a detailed 80-page indictment against Michael Cohen. President's lawyers declined to comment. Trump has previously denied both affairs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. I do not collect spores, mold, or fungus. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, head up to the website. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And give me your email address. We send out an email once a week. That's it. I don't inundate your mailbox, let you know what's going on, what have you. But we're testing something. If you want to be part of the texting team, you can text TRS, right? The real side. Come on, I can't make it much easier than that. TRS to 313131. That's TRS to 313131. And probably next week we'll start making sure that you get the text message. The show is starting and who's coming up. And speaking of who's coming up, Xander Gibb is with me. He joins us every week to kind of, you know, help us make sense of this really, 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 really crazy stuff that's going on. Hey, Xander, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe. It's a pleasure. I'm broadcasting live from an undisclosed location. Yeah. And it's not my mother's basement. It's your mother's basement.
Oh, if you're in my mother's basement, you got problems down there because it leaks. It's got a muddy floor. Really bad.
I know. My feet are wet and everything. And your mom is making me do the housework, too.
Okay,
for staying here.
I believe that. That's not a
true thing. She is. Mrs. Messina, I'm broadcasting. Just I'll speak to you soon. Yeah.
So, hey, but listen, speaking of which, of where you're broadcasting from,
yeah,
how is all this, is it being reported with glee over there in England or what?
Unfortunately, yes, and that rather concerns me, and they kind of, they're reporting from a perspective of they think that Donald Trump's goose is cooked, and they forget that he's still the president. You know, we still got him for another 2 years before another election, and then we'll have him for another 4 years. But it was being reported here as kind of like the midterms was all about a statement about how well Donald Trump was doing. But when you actually look into the midterms a lot deeper than that, there were a lot of people retired, a lot of people weren't going to be involved anymore. So
yep.
So it was a lot deeper than that. It wasn't just a referendum on Donald Trump. And I don't think it should have been. That's not what it was about, surely.
No. But a lot of people felt that it was about his election as a whole, or was on him as a whole. I did find that. I'm sorry, but I did find that quite amusing, and quite amazing. But you know what's really funny is if you put the numbers up, the real numbers up, and you look at what happened at the midpoint. Obama lost 63 seats at midpoint.
Yeah.
Right? George W., he lost 30 seats midpoint. And Billy Bob Clinton, he lost 52. So it's not, you know, this is not the major. Trump lost 27 House seats. 36 of those seats were due to retirements, and we had to fight for the seats.
Right.
So
exactly.
You're right. I mean, from a standpoint of, you know, you look at this stuff and you got to giggle. Yeah, and they're looking for anything. But I'll tell you, but one of the most important things that keeps coming across my screen, and you know, you and I have had this conversation, and it makes me, I don't mind after the fact of mentioning these things, but why is it always on the front end? Did you know there was a rainbow wave across the country this year? Were you aware of that?
What is a rainbow wave? Is it something to do with My Little Pony?
Yeah. Now, listen, I don't want to belittle this because I get it. I get that there's certain groups, different groups that normally have a hard time getting elected. They get elected. But I think in this country, to a big degree, we're well past some of this stuff. But this was all over the place. Over 150 LGBTQ candidates were elected across the country this year. I have one big question. Can they do the job?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I know you and I have talked about this a million times. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, God, we've elected a dog. We've elected convicted convicts. We've elected people
with jail.
A dead guy got elected too. Yeah, we elected a dead guy too. So when you call this stuff out, it's like, stop being so crazy. I mean, we're going to talk about how many Italian Americans or Italians,
yeah.
You know, Americans of Italian descent.
Well, would that be a pizza wave?
Well,
or, yeah.
Yeah.
What I thought was really ironic.
My wife says an oil wave, but that's okay.
An oil wave. What I thought was really ironic is that a lot of the more militant gays were saying how ironic it was that one of the gay senators actually won in the state where the baker refused to bake the cake, but I don't see the connotation really. It's like they're saying that's the justice for the baker not baking the cake. You end up with a gay senator. I mean, so does that mean if you know somebody refuses to make a dress for a gay person, you know, that we'll get you know a milliner that'll win next time? You know,
I have to go look that
connotation.
Up. There you go. No, but you're
really,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, you get this stuff and you just say, why is it all about, why is it about sex or sexual orientation or color?
Right.
Or it's like, we elected a good congressman. We elected a good senator. I mean, and the other thing that we blew past last segment, which I think is really hilarious, is think about something. They can pass all the bills they want in Congress. Where do they go next?
Yeah, to the president. They've still got to be passed by him, haven't they?
They're going to get passed the Senate. That's number one. They could die and turn to dust on Mitch McConnell's desk if they keep it up. And even from there, you know, they're talking about impeaching Kavanaugh now, right? I'm going to deal with
seriously.
That. Oh yeah,
he's not even in the job 5 minutes. What did he do? You know?
Yeah, well, look at almost every one of the people the women that came forward now say they lied. So what exactly are they going to impeach him on?
Well, I think they should impeach Ruth Ginsburg because she sexually propositioned me at a party 45 years ago, but I can't remember exactly where the party was or what she said to me or what I was wearing, but it definitely happened.
And people are going to get mad about that, but you saying that, but here's the deal. The person who made the original comment has absolutely no witnesses left.
No.
And
no, exactly.
And Avenatti needs to go to jail or pay a fine. Well, I don't know if he has any money left, but pay a fine because he lied when he brought forward some of those accusers.
Well, let's face it. He's just got an axe to grind with the president because, you know, he's the same guy that's representing, Stormy.
Stormy Daniels, who had to go
Stormy
back to work pole stripping. Did you hear? Because she's broke.
Yeah. Exactly.
It was nice.
I have no sympathy for people like that. You know, the thing is, I'm certainly behind you. If you want to challenge Donald Trump on his performance during the time he's been the president, or any of the bills he's trying to pass, or any of his policies, I'll debate that with you all day long. But I don't give two horses' hooves what he's done before he came into the job, because it's absolutely irrelevant. I don't care. I really do not care.
Listen, they didn't care what Billy Bob Clinton was doing during his private time.
Now, come on, Joe, don't go there. It's not bad or wrong. If it's a liberal, it's not rape if it's a liberal either.
Oh, you're killing me here. Hey, I heard some bad news today. I mean, the Kardashian show has been canceled? How dare they?
No, I need to go call my counselor right away.
Will you need a safe space? Fluffy animal.
Yes, I will.
I mean,
I absolutely will.
Couple cannolis.
Safe space.
I mean, seriously.
No, can't eat cannolis anymore, unfortunately.
Oh God!
I will know where I was when I heard that. Now, won't I, in the future?
You know, for the longest time, I never understood when people would say, I'd hear them talking or I'd see things. You know, Kimmy did this and Kimmy did that and Kimmy. I don't know who Kimmy was. Yes, I was that out of touch with reality. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Don't they make you ashamed to be from California? Do you know what I mean? It's like,
oh, God.
Thank you. Meow. Sound like a pussycat.
Oh, speaking of which, what's that girl's band? The Spice Girls? The Spice Girls,
oh, the
right?
Spice Girls, yes, they're reforming.
Well, they're missing one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they asked me if I was interested, but I couldn't get into that spandex show. It just wasn't happening.
God. Thank you for that. I won't eat for a week. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Good.
Anyhow.
It worked.
No, is it one of the ladies, girls, whatever, in there? Are they married to Beckham?
Yeah, that's the one that's not doing it. That's Victoria Beckham, funnily enough, you know, because her last name's Beckham as well. She's married to David Beckham, but she's far too important to do it now. Because you know she spends with Barbara Streisand and all those things. She can't sing, you know, but let's face it. She's famous, and so she doesn't need to do it anymore. But it really is kind of like an excuse to make some more money.
Right. Well, you know what? We'll talk about this in a second break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We'll be right back with Xander Gibb and more crazy stories that nobody else is talking about.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, raising our voices alone or together, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them, fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field, seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above, redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Remember, just text TRS to 313131. Starting next week, I'm going to start sending out messages letting you know when the show is going to start, we're coming up, that kind of thing, because the Facebook people, I want to call them fascist book, but, you know, I'm trying not to insult them. Twitter, we lost another 21,000 followers. 20? 14? 14. What the heck? What does it matter at this point? You know, we were gaining followers again. We were starting to rebuild, and slam, another 14,000 gone. So if you've signed up and you're not getting our tweets, sign up again. It's not because we're ignoring you. Believe me. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Xander Gibb joins us, who is no stranger to Twitter abuse. Xander, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me. The mind boggles, Twitter abuse.
Well, think about it. You're cranking along, people are coming in. All of a sudden, it stops. You think, oh, my God, do I suck that bad? They don't want to be part of the team or part of the process. And then you go look, and they've wiped out half of your followers again. You know?
Yeah. Well, they had 40,000 followers that I worked really hard to get on my original account, and they just took that away from me. Because now I'm supporting, being a Trump supporter, you're actually demonized, and you're actually termed as an attack account just for defending the president. So how come all these people that sit and attack Donald Trump all day and call him all manner of names and his family too, how come they're not attacking him?
Well, when they took down our Facebook page and they said it was because of hate speech, we didn't get one, not once did we get a notice that said, we've pulled this story, we've pulled this down, we've taken this down because of hate, or it contains hate speech or whatever. Not once. And all of a sudden, within, I don't know, an hour or two, once it's taken down, I think I made the mistake of appealing it. If I had just ignored it, they might have put it back up again. I don't know.
Tell them you were hacked. This is the way to do it now. You have to say I was hacked. It was some Irish guy, and it was an Irish guy in Dublin that broke into my account and made that posting. It wasn't me. Surely it wasn't.
Yes.
Me.
All right. So hey, a friend of yours or somebody you're well acquainted with doesn't know when to shut up, or didn't know when to shut up, and I just enjoy this so much.
Could be
you don't
anybody.
Even know. You have no idea how much I enjoy this. Seriously. You know, these guys deserve to get slapped and slapped often. You know what I'm saying?
It happened a few days ago, and
they're hundreds of miles away, though. They're hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Let's wait till they're right up upon us with the ready to strike, and then let's think about what we're going to do. Right?
Not an invasion.
Honestly, I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN.
All right.
And if you did it well, your ratings would be
ask,
much better.
If I may ask one other question, Mr. President, are you worried?
That's enough. That's enough.
Mr. President,
that's enough.
I was going to ask one of the other folks.
That's enough.
Pardon me, ma'am. I'm Mr.
Now, at that point, he's actually pushing her arm away. He's touching her arm and pushing. If you and I had done something like that, they would have had every name in the book for us, because we were pushing a female away. We weren't allowing a female to do her job. I mean, think about it, right?
Right, absolutely. I'm just how anyone can defend this man is beyond me, because this has been building up for a long time. Now, the thing is, you and I have obviously been to press conferences, and often when I go in, they say, you can only ask one question, or, it's a two-question maximum or whatever, and that's how everyone gets a fair crack of the whip. So why should this buffoon get to, take over the floor and continue to ask questions? You know, if you come into my house, Joe, and you start smoking a cigarette, and you start putting the ash into my best china, and I say, stop doing that. And then one of my assistants comes to take the china away, and you whack their arm out of the way, I'm going to have my security come and take you away and not let you come to my house again.
Yep.
And I think that that's absolutely apt. Now, I know it's the people's house before people start writing in, but that was a Donald Trump press conference, and he says what goes. The freedom of the press does not extend to you being rude or you assaulting people. I've even had people today saying that she assaulted him. She asked for the microphone back. That microphone belongs to the White House. Give it back when you're asked to give it back, and then there won't be a problem.
When did freedom of the press translate to freedom to do whatever you darn well please? When did that happen?
Never.
Right.
Absolutely never. But did you know that Jim Acosta called in to work sick the day after? Did you know that?
No.
Because doctors were unable to remove Donald Trump's foot from his butt.
I saw the meme. Never mind. I'm not going to do it.
That's where I got it from. Stop stealing my thunder.
Oh, God. No. There's some stuff. There was some stuff that came out there pretty quick. But anyway, it has gone too far. And that's exactly right. So think about something. He screams that they call him the enemy, of the free world, definitely, for sure. When you think about what CNN does, first of all, I don't know if you know this, but their ratings are below the Hallmark Channel, white people's Christmas channel, right? I mean, that's where they sit. So, no, seriously.
Wait, was that a racist comment about the white people's Christmas channel? What's wrong with the white people's Christmas channel, Joe? Are you anti-white now or something?
Actually, anti-Christmas. That's what I was making fun of, really. It was Christmas. So, but you think about that, and think about, again, they believe, they actually believe that they have a right to do whatever they want, and you know, you've got the people on the left, like from The View, that protect them, that stick up for them, that say he has
right.
absolutely right. He does have a right to answer, to ask a question of the president. If everybody, because aren't these equality people? So if everybody in the room gets the right to answer, ask one question, that's all he gets. Or two questions, that's all
right.
he gets. You don't have a right to debate the president in that room, do you?
No. I actually had such fights on my page today with one of my friends, who happens to be a liberal, funnily enough, who said that basically, you know, that he had that right, to do that, and that he was assaulted. I mean, you know, to me, this is all about perspective. And the concern for me is that if I go to somewhere as a journalist, and I don't act professionally, then I won't be asked to return there again. When I go to the BBC, if I don't do what the BBC asked me to do, if they send a car for me or they come to my home to interview me, if I don't work within the ramifications of what they prescribe, they won't want me to do it again. So how is Donald Trump bad in all of this? You know, this has been leading up. And the way he's treated, the way Acosta has treated Sarah Huckabee Sanders the past couple of years is abysmal. And I'm really glad that we have a president that's man enough to stand up to idiots like this and say this is not happening anymore.
He looked it right at him. He said, you know, CNN should fire you for the way you treat her. I thought it was great. I was actually getting excited. I'm watching the guy going, wow. And the problem is because it's President Trump, Acosta will be seen as a hero. He'll be seen as a guy that stood up to the president. And that, you know, that's exactly what's going on behind the scenes right now, you know?
But if he's classified as a hero now, he's got no credibility now, has he? Let's face it.
Well,
if you as a journalist at that level cannot get into the White House for a press conference, then your credibility is shut. What use is he to CNN?
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, think about it. So listen, I want to get to this. We have to have some fun with this, all right? So students at an Illinois college, they received an email on Tuesday offering them extra support and resources for those struggling to process the 2018 midterm election results, right? The email says, our staff will have open office hours to provide a space to process the outcomes of the elections. They will, they will include coffee, cider, hot chocolate, and some treats to offer you. I mean, seriously, what is this only for liberals, or is this for both, you know?
I would have been there just for the freebies, really. And then after I got the freebies, I would have been like, oh, this was just for liberals, I'm sorry. You know,
oh, God.
You want it all back.
Give me a few hours. I'm processing.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God. Yeah. Moving swiftly on.
Swiftly. Yeah, right. Don't you wish? No, I find this stuff so funny because they were expecting, the kids that couldn't handle some of the losses across the country. And I wonder if this was for conservative kids. Do you see anywhere here? Can you imagine a conservative young person going in saying, I need a fluffy toy and some cider would be nice?
No.
And do you have chocolate cake? Chocolate cake would be
cider.
Nice, right?
Was it a gay campus? I mean, that's the gayest drink ever, cider. Oh, we had cider. He gave us cider and rubbed our feet.
Coffee killing me. Coffee, cider, hot chocolate, and some treats. I wonder, you know, what are they, like Rice Krispie treats? I mean, if they're not giving out chocolate, I'm not coming. You know what I'm saying? There's no reason for me to get off the couch.
Well, as long as it's dark chocolate, I'm there.
Yeah. This never ceases to amaze how much we coddle these kids, and then we can't understand why they can't handle stress later on in life. Tell people where to find you, because we're up against it.
XanderGibb.com, and the show is back on the 23rd.
All right.
Pages for details.
What's it called again?
X-Rad Live.
See? You got to say it. You got to, and you better pay attention, and you better be there for him. I'm Joe Messina, your host. A lot more coming up, but next we've got Pastor Greg is going to join us to talk about this invasion. As Christians, aren't we supposed to take care of them? No. We'll talk about that when we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.